Welcome back to episode 3 of Bush League Sports. Today we're covering NFL, some NBA, and a new segment we call Big 3. It's rock and roll.
Here we go. It is our listeners' favorite day of the week, Monday. Time for Bush League episode 3. It's the 29th of July, officially in the dog days of summer. Jake, what time does Kings Ridge start back to school?
It's next Wednesday. Now it's officially your first school week of the year for you.
Yeah, I'm already feeling a little tense knowing that the summer's coming to an end.
The only good thing about school coming back is football coming back around. This is going to be the last week of the year without football until after the Super Bowl.
What are they playing this week?
The Hall of Fame game is Falcons Broncos this Thursday.
It's a bad game. It is that time of year.
This should be a great game.
It is officially that time of year. So speaking of some NFL, let's just jump right into it. Tyreek Hill is not suspended for this upcoming season. Jake.
Yeah, it was announced last week that he wasn't suspended, and then they came back around yesterday, talked to the media for the first time since that came out, and it was a little bit of an awkward interview. He kind of tried to say some stuff that I don't know if he really meant. Claims that he was accused of abusing his 2-year-old son, and he broke his arm, and Tyreek tried to say that it was because he was teaching him how to box.
Well, I mean, NFL players, they aren't the sharpest tools in the shed, if you will, so.
But who teaches their 2-year-old son how to box?
I mean, maybe he wants him to be like Rocky or you gotta start him young, dude.
I mean, they were probably just... Tyreek's basically saying they were playing an innocent game of, like, father-son wrestle time. Yeah. Like, just...
And just somehow he accidentally broke his son's arm.
I mean, that's better than Tom Brady's father-son time, right?
You mean father-daughter time with his little... Oh, the father-son kissing.
Yeah, it took you a second.
Did you see the father-daughter little pulled her off the cliff, though?
Threw him in the water? Yeah, I saw that.
It's not his fault, though. I mean, he
no.
didn't count the three.
I mean, yeah,
he
I don't...
He didn't jump. Like,
people
that's completely
people
older.
Are freaking out a little bit about it, but...
Tom Brady, great quarterback.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Not so good of a dad.
He's a good dad.
Kissed his son, threw his daughter off a cliff into...
Keep in mind, it's not just a kiss on the cheek. It's a kiss on the lips.
Open mouth.
Straight to it.
And it's a few seconds long. It's not just a quick peck.
Maybe sometime. We didn't see it. There wasn't an up-close thing.
No.
So, Mac, how do you compare kissing your son on the lips versus breaking your son's arm? How do those stack up?
I mean... There was actual video.
That's a funny question.
There was video proof of Tom kissing his son. There was no video proof of Tyreek.
There wasn't a recording of Tyreek telling his wife that you should be terrified of me too, bitch. That's exactly what he said.
Are we going to bleep that out or are we just going to let it ride?
Let's just let it ride.
Let it ride.
Now, the NFL said they went through an extensive investigation, but they didn't find enough evidence. I guess there's nothing. I guess they can't penalize him for threatening his wife, although it doesn't.
Calling the field stands.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They want some Tyreek. They want to see Tyreek in fantasy. Like, why are you going to suspend
him? I mean, we've just got another Ray Rice in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of deal.
I mean, it does impact fantasy. He should jump back into the conversation of the first two rounds.
Right. The favorite thing about the NFL is that a grown man can beat his son, and the first thing we think of, fantasy football, how does it affect the team? But that, understandably so.
I mean, we have money on this guy to win his championships.
Yeah, it's who cares
if your son breaks an arm? Our priorities are definitely straight.
Exactly, like his arm will heal. Our money won't get returned if we don't win.
It's a good way to think of it.
Fantasy league bragging rights, some random guy's son's health.
Exactly.
Can't really compare there.
No. Training camp started this past week. Some big news come out. First off, AJ Green, probably the biggest news, tore ligaments in his left ankle.
Georgia guys just never really get the job done, do they?
No. It says he's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. 6 weeks puts him right at the season opener. But I doubt he's ready.
There's no way he'll
play week one. I doubt he's ready by week one.
So 6 to 8, I mean, he might not be back to like week 4, week 5, because they always undercut those.
Yeah.
What other injuries have happened?
Well, you got the Giants have lost, not all three to injuries, but top three player or wide receivers are all out. With Golden Tate being suspended.
The OBJ curse, right?
Uh-huh. Sterling Shepard fractures his thumb, but may be ready by week one.
Uh-huh.
And Corey Coleman is out for the year with his torn
ACL.
Never
heard the name Corey Coleman in my life.
He was on the Browns.
Yeah, he was on the Browns. I think he went to Baylor.
He did. Him and RG3.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
So basically, Evan Ingram has to take over the team now.
Yeah, he should get a lot of targets. Saquon, we'll see more on top of what he should already see.
Is it not Saquon versus Saquon? I feel like the emphasis is on
Say or Sa.
I feel like it's Saquon. Like, like S-A-Y, but it's like it's not a Y.
But there isn't a Y.
I know, but I'm saying it's still pronounced like Saquon.
Saquon, Saquon.
Definitely Saquon. Yeah, but I mean, the Giants, did you see the quote that said OBJ basically talking like, I kept that team relevant, and then Eli came back and was like, well, we won a lot of games before you were here. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think, to do with the injuries, there's nothing, I don't think there's, it's not like he does anything about the injuries. I think he was healthy, so that kept it. He was the number one receiver. You don't have to worry about some of the other guys, but they did win a lot of games, but their team was a lot better then as well.
Yeah, I mean, OBJ, he's definitely a drama queen, so I can see where some of that comes in. Speaking of wide receivers, too, I saw Odell on that catch machine today. You know, like the...
Yeah, the jugs machine.
The jug? Isn't it the jug?
I thought it was jugs.
Jugs, yeah, the jugs.
I think it's jugs.
The jugs. The jugs machine caught 67 in a row today with one hand.
How fast was it going?
I'm top speed. I don't know. I mean, OBJ, he's very, very good. Bit of a drama queen, but...
Yeah, I don't like the drama that comes with him, but he's a good player. He should be good on the Browns this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Speaking of the Browns, playoff contenders, who are your Super Bowl favorites for the 2020 season?
Well, I think you obviously got to go... The top teams are obviously Chiefs, Patriots, Rams. Saints are up there, too.
All right, well, pick one from NFC, one from AFC. Who are your Super Bowl?
I think it's still tough to go against the Patriots in the AFC. I like the Saints out of the NFC this year, though.
I got the Saints out of the NFC, but I have the Chiefs coming out.
Okay. I mean, I think that's definitely going to be the AFC championship, but...
So, you get on this one? Not a big football guy.
I mean, I'm just pulling for the Falcons, you know, repping the home
team. I was going to say, that's a sleeper. I think they lost a lot of games last year. They had a ton of guys injured. I think their defense, they did lose a few guys again this year, but I think their defense will be better last year. And Matt Ryan was still one of the top quarterbacks last year, so.
They're not making out of the NFC.
They were just so hurt last year. Yeah. They had so many injuries. They were like a shell of themselves as a team.
Especially with the Ridley coming up. He's another wide receiver on top of Julio, who I think can... Who should help a lot this year.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Matt Ryan finally gets another chance, I guess. He gets a chance every year to prove himself as a not mediocre quarterback. Can we put the term elite next to Matt Ryan's name or no?
I don't think so yet.
You don't think Matt Ryan's an elite quarterback?
Not until he wins something. Just the 28-3 lead blown is tough to overcome.
The Super Bowl hurt.
Yeah.
That Super Bowl hurt. You guys cracking up over there?
Yep.
That's stupid.
Inside jokes I don't know about or something? Jeez, you're just making fun of me while I'm trying to record. I'm just trying to produce content for you guys.
Okay, Matt Ryan's not elite.
Yeah.
We can jump into some NBA?
Oh, yeah, NBA. Right up my alley, baby.
Start off with little John Wall.
So he's out for the season, right?
Yeah, so he ruptured Achilles back in December. Mm-hmm. Same injury as Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
Had surgery on it, but now they came out and said this was supposed to be back. It's supposed to be about a year recovery, but they said he's not going to be ready at all for this upcoming season.
That's sad, man. I love to see John Wall so fast, so fun to watch play.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when he comes back if he's the same player.
Yeah, because those athletically dominant players have to, like...
Yeah, he doesn't. He might...
They can get messed up more.
He relies a lot on his quickness.
Yeah.
So
I know the Wizards aren't exactly looked at as a good team already, especially with John Wall out now, but I think they're going to be pretty good with Bradley Beal still back there. They got the new rookie, Roy Hachimura,
uh-huh.
And really? The rising star, Isaac Bonga. I mean, you can't stop that. That's a pretty good...
I think... I wouldn't say it's pretty good.
Bradley Beal's going to have a good season, though.
Same he with will. Isaac Bonga. He's
They'll have to rely a lot on him.
Bradley Beal's going to go off.
Take him to a... championship, make them playoff contenders every year. He's a good pick. I like Isaac Bonga a lot.
That's talking Isaac Bonga.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson signs with Jordan.
Nice.
Richest studio in rookie history.
Is it actually?
Yeah. So it's right now it's around 7 years, $75 million. Jeez. Is what it's rumored. That's not for sure. But it also said that he had bigger offers from other brands, but he chose to stay with Jordan.
I bet it was Puma.
I don't know. The thought In the back of my head, I just keep thinking Zion's a bust. I'm still not sold.
I don't think he's a bust, but I don't. He's not gonna. I don't think he lives up to the LeBron Jordan GOAT status that people are putting on his name.
I mean, he could still be an all-star potentially, but I was higher on him, like watching him at Duke and stuff. But something in the back of my mind is just telling me he's not.
Well, the thing that you gotta keep in mind is people said the same thing when he was coming out of high school. He wasn't gonna do the same thing, and then he did the same exact thing in college. So. Yeah. And he carried over like it was no problem. So.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be super interesting. He's definitely going to be one of the most, like, followed players in the NBA this year. Obviously, with all the duos and stuff. But in terms of rookies, I mean, his hype is unmatched.
The Pelicans should be competitive, too. They picked up a lot of good players, both in the draft and over trades.
Even if he is a bust, like you said, ESPN's still going to ride his coattails a lot over everything he does. Like, just a simple 200 dunk, they're going to put it on top 10.
Oh, yeah, they'll blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
They love him from Zion.
Yeah.
ZSPN, if you will. Okay, so keeping it in the NBA, have you seen the video of Steve Ballmer just clapping and looking like an idiot?
Just really energetic. Like YouTube intro type just energy when he
came
on.
Loves to bring the energy, just the big energy, you know?
And he says he also announced after he had that video that came out with... Uh-huh. When they announced Kawhi and Paul George, he announced they're opening a new stadium that's supposed to be $1 billion-plus facility.
Clippers really just trying to blaze their own path here, which I understand. If you're looked at as a little brother and you get a chance to branch out, kind of makes sense.
And it'll help a ton in recruiting free agency if it's really what it is.
Yeah, because when you think Staples Center, you're not thinking Clippers.
No.
You're thinking Lakers.
It says it's supposed to seat around 18,000 people, and he wants it to make it feel more like a college basketball arena.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I think that's what that's why I personally don't like the NBA as much as college. I just think part of the college is the student section and stuff that comes with it.
Well, I don't think a student section would be added to the Clippers arena. I think it's just if they could.
I'm just saying
the
energy of a student section added to the NBA would make it a lot better.
Yeah.
He said he wants to do that where he actually said he wants a wall, he called it a wall of sound, where the seating will go from the floor all up to the roof with no like suites or anything to block it. To create it more like a student section feel, is what he said.
Very hot take, Mr. Ballmer. He'd be great to get on the show. That's such a reach, but seems like a goofy guy.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, don't expect anything time soon.
Steve Ballmer come on the show, no big deal. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of student sections, you want to roll into some college football?
Sure.
Mac, I know you brought this section up. ESPN came out with their top schools by position.
Yeah, for QBU, they decided it was USC. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, if you look in history, they're definitely up there. I think you can't argue with... They had Oklahoma second. I think you can't argue with Oklahoma over the past 2 years.
Oklahoma puts them out. Now they got Jalen Hurts, too.
They've got Oregon at 3, so...
They're putting guys in that haven't even drafted yet.
Yeah.
QBU... You can go a lot of... There are a lot of good quarterbacks everywhere.
Exactly.
That's
QBU is hard. But I feel like in the next 10 years, it's going to be Clemson. I feel like they already had Deshaun come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, who's already proven himself pretty good. And they have that DJ Uguliala, who was on...
Five-star, yeah.
Great name pronunciation.
Exactly.
So
thank you.
Yeah,
no, he'll definitely be good.
I mean, if I was a football player, I'd definitely want to go play for Dabo. I get it. They're going to be really, really good. They're going to keep being good as long as he's there. It's definitely not Alabama.
Do you think Dabo ever leaves to go to Bama? He's got ties there where I think he played there, or he's got family there.
He played there.
Do you think he goes back there?
Absolutely not. I think they create a rivalry there.
I think if he hadn't created what he had at Clemson, he would have eventually, but he's created so much at Clemson, I don't think he can leave.
His legacy, yeah.
He throws away so much of his legacy if he just turns around and goes to Bama.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, they're arguably better than Alabama now.
Well, sure they were.
Yeah,
smacked them.
Yeah, they beat them a lot. He still is a program now. Alabama's tough to top, just their consistency.
Is Clemson your favorite to win it again this year?
I mean, they have to be. I like North Carolina, but I mean, in terms
they're
of
not irrelevant at all.
To
ACC Coastal is the most average division.
It's the worst division. Power 5.
There's one in the Pac-12 divisions.
Pac-12 always puts out just those. They've always got one team that's just for some reason in the playoff picture that's not really supposed to be there, but they are. And then they always have those teams that sit in like the 15 to 25 range.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're supposed to be there either.
But I'm just saying the ACC Coastal doesn't even have that.
They have a couple good teams, but they're pretty bad.
Who do they have?
Okay, the ACC Coastal sucks.
I hate it. They're bad.
North Carolina almost made the conference championship. They were like one win away.
I think we should. Do you want to put a bet on the opening game for North Carolina, South Carolina?
Yeah, sure.
Or we can go up to Charlotte and go see it.
I don't know about that.
We could do that.
Don't think I'd be.
All right, we'll put a $5 bet on it right now.
Yeah, $5. I've got North Carolina, Jake has South Carolina.
No spread, straight up.
No spread, straight up.
All right, sounds good.
You heard it.
Alright, okay. RBU, Bama.
I agree with
that.
I think it's hard.
It's going to be hard to argue with.
I could argue it with Oklahoma.
Is Oklahoma just the best team ever then?
But keep in mind,
I'm
look
saying
at
RBU though.
Don't forget the list they've got here is Alabama, Wisconsin, and then LSU.
I know.
It's not LSU.
You got to think Georgia's up there with their recent running backs. You got to think Oklahoma's
these guys
up there.
Have been in the NFL.
It's not.
Like,
I don't
have
think
proven
it's LSU,
they're good.
Though.
Well, is that how are we deciding
it's
this?
Alabama. Alabama has like four running backs on their roster.
No, I think it's definitely Bama. I think that Wisconsin LSU is a little iffy. It's 2-3 though.
I can see LSU being a 3. Wisconsin's weird.
Who are you talking about from Oklahoma?
You got Adrian Peterson, okay. Hall of Famer, and DeMarco Murray.
Okay, that's two.
I could name a lot more.
I don't even know who's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're
oh, Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
The system running backs up at Wisconsin.
Yeah. And well, they've got what's the guy's name? I can't think of his name. I know who. Is it Jonathan Taylor?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor. He's there. He's a senior this year, but he'll be good once he gets to the league, too.
But, I mean, the point is, nobody's touching Alabama in terms of RBU. Who was DBU? Was it Ohio State?
Yeah, they have Ohio State, LSU, and Bama, which I agree with as a top three.
That's a good
I think LSU's number one.
I agree with that. I think LSU might jump Ohio State.
Tyrone Mathieu, Patrick Peterson,
Jamal Adams.
All right, who was first?
Oh.
Read the first name again.
Oh, Tyrone Mathieu.
It's definitely Tyrone Mathieu.
I can say however I want.
The Honey Badger.
Yeah.
Don't just say
he was good straight out of the college, but he's declined a little bit. Because
he got traded from the Cardinals.
Smoked that weed.
Yeah, he got himself a little trouble.
Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, but they put Ohio State as their number one, and they've had Denzel Ward, Eli Apple, and Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, they haven't proven themselves in the league yet.
Patrick Peterson, Tyrone Mathieu.
Jamal Adams.
They just throw him out there.
Yeah. And they've got Greedy Williams this year.
And LSU is almost wide receiver and DBU. Low key.
Jarvis and Odell.
Yeah, low key.
Uh-huh.
Those practices.
Well, they've got, on this, ESPN's got wide receiver U as USC, Ohio State, and Florida State.
Because Juju, who else can be USC? Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider him as the.
That's a reach.
Ohio State, you've got Michael Thomas. Else?
Malcolm Jenkins.
Florida State, you've got Kelvin Benjamin. But he's not good in that league anymore.
He got fat.
I mean, honestly, that could be Alabama, too.
Yeah.
Amari, Julio, Calvin
Ridley.
Yeah.
It could be Alabama, too.
Yeah, I think it's tough to not even put Alabama on
that. I just feel like you have to prove yourself
in the
league.
They can't put Alabama for everything. Anything on the line is going to be Alabama.
Yeah.
Or defensive line U is Clemson.
Yeah.
That's who they've got.
Well, recently.
No, they've got Alabama's defensive.
Okay. I guess Clemson had the one good year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about putting 10 years back.
Yeah.
That's 5 years.
What are they judging this on? How good they were in college or how good they are when they come out?
When they come out, when they get to the league.
Then I disagree with a lot of this list.
And it's just number two. It's like factory.
Okay. But for DBU, take Virginia Tech. You got D'Angelo Hall, Kyle Fuller, and Cam Chancellor. They're all pretty good defensive backs in the NFL. I don't know how they were in college, but in the NFL.
It's just a combination of both. It's just...
Yeah.
We can't get it to one formula.
I just did.
Yeah, I mean, this says it's since 1998, and it's rated by ESPN stats.
Who's kicker, you? That's got to be a Florida State, right?
Who's come out? But
wait, where
what's
did
his
Wyos go?
They're not in the league anymore, I don't think.
They were the goats in college.
They were, but after they went to the NFL, he got cut like by the Bucks.
Okay, that's still kicker you then.
I mean, I don't think enough teams have produced multiple kickers to decide.
Well, Georgia has a guy with the goggles.
Where did Marquette King go? Because that's kicker you automatically.
Not
I'll look it up.
I have zero clue where he went.
Okay, that was
okay. Fort Valley State University. That is kicker.
Is that a JUCO?
No, it's a D2. Historically lack D2 in Georgia.
Where?
Fort Valley.
Interesting.
Outside of Aiken.
Learn something new every day.
Geography. Use it or you lose it. That was some good ESPN college university talk. Let's move into some fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Three busts for 2019. Jake, who you got? Name one.
I'll do my first one is Eric Ebron.
Explain.
I think it's last year he had 10 times in which he scored a touchdown.
Okay.
Which is the first time that's happened, or it's only happened by another tight end three other times this century. So I don't think he can sustain that rate that he was at last year because he just relied too much on the touchdowns. Plus, I think Jack Doyle's another good option. So, yeah.
Hot take, fair enough. Mac, what you got?
I have Nick Chubb. I feel like Kareem Hunt's going to take over.
Well, Kareem's not. He's suspended for, is it, first 8 weeks?
I have no idea.
He's suspended for at least half the season. I think it's eight. So I agree with you that once Kareem comes back, Chubb's not going to be as good. But.
All right, but the Browns also are going to be a definite pass team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he'll slow down a little bit.
Right.
So do you have any?
No, I'm sitting this one out.
I'll do my next one as Sony Michel.
Okay.
Georgia running back is really getting blasted.
Well, it's just he gets injured so much. He had knee problems back at Georgia. He missed multiple games last year. And the Patriots now have Damian Harris, Rex Burkhead, James White, and Sony Michel in the backfield. So it's tough to see one person come out as top. It's a top running back.
All right. My next pick is Emmanuel Sanders. To go along with you, I think injury is going to weigh him down. I feel like Cortland Sutton is going to take over the team at the wide receiver position.
Respect.
And plus, Jake Butt, their tight end, is going to have a big year.
What a name.
Jake Butt.
Did you say that just for the name? Just so you could say
Jake
Butt?
What?
It's a good name. especially on a jersey, you just see Butt. I might buy it.
There are definitely a lot of jokes about that at Michigan. I remember seeing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, we love the Butt, stuff like that.
So corny.
So funny.
Just my last pick, Leonard Fournette. I think he's still going to be good, but I don't think he's worth the value that he's being taken at in the 9 to 12 overall pick. I think every year he tends to get injured, and it just doesn't work out.
All right, Mac, finish this one off.
All right, my last pick, I kind of did like a wide receiver, running back tight end, so I did Jimmy Graham. I feel like the Packers are just going to completely ignore him and just make him a passing tight end this season. Because who's their running back? Jamal Williams?
I think so.
Where's Jimmy Graham at?
Packers.
Oh, we got Aaron Jones.
And Aaron Jones. So they're going to take over running back. They're going to run more. They got Davante Adams out there. And whoever.
Well, they've got the Valdes-Scantling guy, too.
Oh,
and Geronimo Allison are both up-and-coming wide receivers.
Exactly. So
Jimmy Graham's
going to... Plus, Aaron Rodgers is starting to decline a little bit.
Deshaun Kaiser from Notre Dame is going to take over. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Aaron Rodgers is just a great teammate, too. Great
great dude overall.
Great guy to have in the locker room. Winning guy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He has all the intangibles. Tough. High IQ.
Well, he hasn't talked to his family.
Sneaky athletic.
He hasn't talked to his family in, like, it's like 8 or 10 years or something.
Yeah, definitely a good face for a franchise. What you want to be all about.
Yeah. Well, before we get into some segments, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Atlanta Sneaks. Atlanta Sneaks has all your shoe and streetwear needs for any time of the year. They've got great competitive pricing and fast U.S. shipping. Stop by the Instagram page at atlanta.sneaks. Again, at atlanta.sneaks to see all the current stocks. Shoot them a DM with any questions you may have and make sure to mention Bush League Sports for $10 off your next purchase. Whatever you need, Atlanta Sneaks is able to get it for you. Let's go ahead and jump in a few segments. Do you want to introduce... Or we'll save that for last. Do you want to start off with... We're going to do two segments today. We're introducing a new one. We'll do that one second. Do you want to start off with the lightweight of the week?
Of course. I'm down. My... what is going on?
Go ahead.
My lightweight of the week is Jeff Van Gundy.
All right.
Explain.
And I'll explain. So, Carmelo Anthony did not receive an invite to Team USA Basketball.
A lot of players are declining that invite, though.
Okay, hold on. But he didn't receive one.
Okay.
Jeff Van Gundy is the coach of Team USA, this upcoming team.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't send Carmelo an invite. And I think every time he puts on the USA jersey.
Mm-hmm. Hoodie Mellow, USA Mellow.
Hoodie Mellow is a great Mellow. Lifetime Fitness Mellow in that gym is a great Mellow.
Mellow Yellow.
If Carmelo in the Olympics or whatever was allowed to wear, he would.
The USA still wins every 4 years.
Yeah, but they'd win by even more, and Melo would score 90 points a game. He, of all people, felt the need to disrespect Carmelo Anthony and not even give an invite.
I've got two lightweights this week, so I'll go ahead and give one of them.
Okay.
Matt can go after me. My first one is Jeremy Lin. So he came out in his little little emotional speech in which he started crying a little bit and says that he's hit rock bottom.
Uh-huh.
And that
it's all because Kevin Durant took his number.
Just comes back to how KD hates Asians, doesn't it?
It's my point.
I mean, it's hard to say that you're rock bottom. You've played in the NBA for what? It's got to be 6, 7, 8 years now. It's hard to say that you're at a...
Lin's sanity was wild. I'll never forget that. Every night just...
He is 9 years ago.
That's wild.
So since then, says he's battled injuries. He's had multiple. And then he's played for 8 different teams in those 9 years.
That's a lot. Winning a championship...
I think it's hard to say how you...
Play at all, though.
But it's like... That's my point. It's hard to say the NBA has given up on you when you've pretty much...
He's had a surprisingly nice career for where he came from.
Yeah, Mac.
A lot of people would love to watch one.
I thought I was up.
Mac, you're
good. Go ahead now.
My lightweight of the week is the entire Blue Chips AAU team.
The Gulf Coast
Blue Chips? Yeah, Bronny James' team.
Okay.
I think they're lightweights for letting LeBron take over their warm-ups. Their left side layups or reverse layups, and LeBron's over there dunking... Off. So,
the Blue Chips are
I actually looked up and they actually won the game only by 10.
I've seen a lot of stuff talking about LeBron always just tries to make it about him. What are your thoughts on that? Is LeBron
I think
selfish?
Sometimes when he definitely tries to, oh, I'm LeBron, watch this.
I mean, I don't know. I think
I'm
going
to defend him in Vegas watching that game, and it's just like they haven't got to see LeBron do that. Like, that has to be one of the coolest experiences.
Oh.
Years, lives, I don't know, depending how seriously you take it. And then the other thing is, too, I think it's just LeBron's...
Blame him for being at all of his kids' games.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother me. I know he's gotten a lot of hate for it, but I'm fine.
Just mention this one real quick. My light goes back a few weeks. We haven't recorded in about a week, so it goes back to the Open Championship. He was partnered up with Koepka on the last day.
Okay.
They were about 3-4 in the day. And that's Koepka. That's what... I'm a big Koepka fan. I like Koepka, so that's what he's saying. He's
like Koepka. We're not holding him to a higher standard.
Yeah, and just being... Going plus 16 is just so long, and just the pace of play slows down so much. It's got to be annoying.
And he held him back.
By the way, we know his name is Brooks. Just point that out there.
Blake. I mean, he's...
It's got to be annoying when you're just hitting the ball solid. Now, it's got to be annoying when you're hitting the ball solid and straight, and this other guy's just going back and forth across the course. And
pretty good. I'll give it to him. I've played putt-putt since then, and I found out I'm better as a righty. I'm serious.
Interesting.
So
we'll have to get back out there for a back-to-school bash before.
Yeah, we'll play again.
Amphitech.
When you're equal with both sides. And I'm not equal with both sides. I'm just good at some things better than others.
Like what?
Like I shoot basketball. Okay, I shoot basketball left-handed. I write right-handed. I swing.
True lefty, in which
ball.
I do everything
I
lefty.
Southpaw. No, I kick a soccer ball lefty, but I kick it. That's probably the coolest one. I'm done now.
Well, as a true member of the lefty community, in which I do everything lefty.
Beep, I'm not accepting you either.
I'm Lil Nas X.
So now we have the lefty and righty. All right, Sut, do you want to go ahead and introduce our big three segment? We're excited for this one.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Double pun on this one. You'll figure out in a second.
Stop.
Every other week, depending on which one we want to do it, we might mix it up. And we pick that our top three things for that topic. So this week, Jake, what was our topic?
So this week is big three of ways to stay cool during the summer.
Oh, we can go so many cool places with this one.
So
we like to do a little snake draft. So I'll go first. Who's going second?
I'm second. Max third.
And then
he'll get two picks.
Again. Yeah. And then so we'll each pick three. We might have a good bonus one at the end. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So ways to stay cool in the summer. Our first ever big three.
Let's get going.
Pick number one. I have to go with Soda Palooza here.
But that's not around anymore. But I like the pick.
Okay.
That was one of mine. Are you kidding me?
I didn't even think about that. But that... What, they discontinued that 2 years ago?
It's honorary. I'm going to pick Soda Palooza.
That's a good pick, though.
Can I explain it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
I'll explain it after.
So, Soda Palooza at racetrack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the free thing where you go pay like $5 or something for a cup, and you get that cup for the whole summer, and you can go refill it. I mean, prime way to stay fuel for this... stay cool for the summer,
uh-huh,
is free refills of like ices, soda. I mean, this was an easy pick for me. This was the first thing I
thought. That's a good pick. I just wish it was around when we were able to drive. It would have made it a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, having to ask someone to go take you.
Mom, can we get a food, please?
Mom, need a ride, Mom. Yeah, definitely not as worthwhile when you didn't have a car, but still, Soda Palooza. That's my first pick.
All right, I'll go ahead and start it off. Most basic one there is, but it's hard to beat it. Pool.
Ooh.
No, you can't argue with it.
What kind of pool?
Any type of pool.
Underground or?
Hot tub?
Underground.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not like dying to get in a hot tub when it's hot outside.
Yeah, okay. The waste is still cool in the summer.
What kind of pool, like, are you like shooting hoops, like water basketball or like floating or
just
swimming?
Just pool in general. Pool. All of those, all of those are
neighborhood incorporated. Pool or private pool?
I mean, a private pool is always better.
But just pools in general?
Just pools in general.
Okay. Very conservative, but can't go wrong.
My next two picks will be good.
Okay.
All right. Third pick, I get two here. My first pick are slip and slides.
That's a good pick.
I like it. Good start.
I feel like you can never be too old for them. You use them when you're a kid. I mean, now at parties, people are going down them and chugging beers as like a fun little race.
What about we can combine our slip and slide into the pool?
That could work too.
That's a super good way to say cool.
All
right. My second pick. Car keys in the pocket with the lanyard hanging out. I feel like that's a pretty cool look in the summer.
So our first
is... get some definite clout out of that.
Yeah, you can go two different ways with this one. You can either go like cool with the temperature or just cool.
Swag, drip, clout.
What's trending with
five.
The kids?
It is a cool way to be cool.
Like you show
summer.
Off what kind of... I got like a Nike on mine.
You
sports
show off that
team.
You drive.
Exactly. Like, hey, I can drive. You can.
Nice. Jake, round two, pick two.
Yeah, I'll stay on the way to Max, little swag, cool sunglasses. Nothing beats a cool pair of shades in the summer.
Right.
What kind of shades?
Both ways. Not really temperature, but like.
But you have to have. You can't have any like the corny little like cheap sunglasses from Walmart or yellow lenses.
Oakley's.
Looks like Nerf goggles.
Ray-Bans or Oakley's?
I roll with the Ray-Bans, although Oakley's on the baseball field.
Yeah, I mean, sunglasses. Can't let anyone see your eyes.
No.
Prime way to stay cool.
Polarized, you can look at the sun as long as you want. I mean...
Just for those people who just love to stare at the sun. Perfect.
Hey. Just any point during the summer, you throw in a pair of shades, you're cooler.
Can't argue with that. My second round pick, I'm going to throw it back a little bit. Frog togs.
That's a good one. I thought about that one. That's a good one.
You thought about it? I either figured all you guys would have it or no one would have it.
No.
I didn't put it on my list, but it's a good pick.
Frog togs are those, like, rag-type things that you put in the cooler, and they, like, freeze really fast, and then you throw them around your neck or on your head. And I would argue that, at least a long time ago, it was cool both ways. Like, you look cool walking around a baseball field with a frog tog on your head and then a backwards cap over.
Uh-huh. Or just around the neck, just chilling the dugout. It's another way to look cool.
Yeah, like, that's cool while keeping you cool. So I thought that went both ways.
Double meaning.
Yeah, exactly. So it's back to my third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My third one, just simple advice, don't wear black. You want to be hot in the summer?
That's a good one.
Wear black clothes. Black clothes attract the sunlight, you'll get hotter.
Or like gray, sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat stains,
yeah.
You don't want that.
Sweat stains are one you've got to avoid.
So it really should be don't wear black/gray.
Good. But you said don't wear black, so that's what we're rolling with.
Okay, yeah, don't wear black, you're going to get hot, it's just not a good look.
So what if your sunglasses are black?
I mean like clothes, I mean it's kind of...
Black shades are the coolest shades.
I mean, you're telling me to stay cool with some shades, but like I can't wear black.
I mean, they don't have to contradict.
No, I think they can stay separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
They act like two legends cannot coexist.
No.
Yeah, don't wear black.
All right, I'll start my third one. Little, you know, the cheesy water balls with the fans. Like,
oh my god, I hate you.
Just get it out.
With a passion.
That's the coolest way to say. Just both, you kind of look cool.
They don't
cool.
have a name?
I called them water misting fans.
I put water bottle with fan. You know, you sip in the water, you put it on the fan, a little mist in your face.
Yeah.
No better way to stay cool.
Cool both ways.
Uh-huh.
And that's a cool way to stay cool.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have some, but they're not as good.
Last picture.
So I've had two taken.
By the way, it's like cool shoes, by the way. I just want to.
These are cool.
Yeah.
Brand new.
But they're black. Are we okay with black shoes?
Not in the summer. Might have to take them off.
Cool shoes, though.
I'll bring them back.
Cool kicks.
Shout out Atlanta Sneaks. Plug me up with these.
Did he actually?
No.
No.
He should have, though. Mac, what you got?
Dude, this is a tough decision.
Because I can give you one if you need one.
No, that was not
I have
work.
Some, I just... They're not good, so don't expect greatness out of me, but... Alright, I already did, like, a cool hipster kind of thing, so I'll do a way to stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
Car ACs, full blast. Out of any
can't
car.
There
wrong.
Is nothing worse than when you get in your car and it's just hot from sitting in the sun. Then you blast on that AC max.
What I like
or
do
when
is...
you touch the seatbelt. You know,
oh,
like the seatbelt's been in the sun.
What I like to do is I open the car, I like turn it on, full blast, go back inside, do my thing. So when I come out 5 minutes later, it's like... I'm
what about like
here.
If you're like at a restaurant or something, do you go back in the restaurant? Or you...
Yeah. No.
That'd be kind of awkward.
There's always the awkward...
You gotta just suffocate.
Yeah.
You gotta get in there and just sweat.
But there's
out.
Always the awkward person that opens a car door. Oh, it's hot. And then they stand outside the car for like 5 minutes just sitting there.
That's me.
I don't wait 5 minutes, though. I just go in and attack it.
Yeah, you just... You choke on the heat for a little bit. And then
good.
Once the AC blasts, you feel it on.
What
good.
I tend to do is I turn full blast, roll on the windows so the... It blows all the air out, and then you roll the windows up, and it works pretty quick.
See, sometimes I think that's
a
little...
a minute.
I think that's a little, almost, like, contradictory.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you get the... You're driving the... When it's hot and the windows are down, you got the hot air coming in from the outside, but then you kind of lean over, and then you got the...
Yeah, it's like...
Cool AC.
It's like eating food that's supposed to be mixed, but it's not mixed, you know? It's like...
But just AC in general.
It's
cool
like a
way
salad
to...
salad when
you
just
you
eat lettuce
cool.
and then...
Good way to stay cool.
Cheese.
Thank you.
A bonus one I had was hate Chance the Rapper... Because a lot of people are just hating on Chance the Rapper's album.
Interesting.
And that's like a cool thing to do. I like
are they hating on the album, or are they hating that he hasn't dropped it?
No, he dropped it.
No, oh, did he?
Yeah.
I had
he's
a,
really in tune with
I had
culture.
A cool thought with the rapper of just listen to Juice WRLD, and you're automatically cool.
Yep.
Among all the kids.
Yeah, I've
like,
got
hey,
a few.
You hear this Juice WRLD? Oh, you're cool. You want to hang out with us?
I'll piggyback off that, one of my honorable mentions. Windows down, music blasting. Cool thing to do in the summer.
Oh, that would have been good. You should have put that. That would have gained you bonus points.
I kind of just thought it on the fly, but...
Oh, wow.
I got another basic one, water parks. Cool way to say cool.
Okay.
It's cool to go to the water park.
Vaping.
Not a cool way. Kind of
cool.
Not
cool. Some people think it's cool. The podcast does not support vaping.
Don't I thought watch. Maybe AirPods. That's cool.
That's
I mean,
always
you see
cool.
someone walking and you're like, oh, wow.
They're rich. They're
I feel
cool.
intimidated right now.
Backwards caps.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
If you wear a backwards cap really high on your head... Then pair it
almost to where you're not wearing it, it's just kind of resting there.
Yeah, it's like, don't wear caps, just put caps on top of your head. That's my advice if you want to be cool.
I have another one, freeze pops, little things that you slide up in the
yeah,
plastic.
Got you.
Mm.
Throwing it back to elementary school days.
That's super cool.
Super cool.
One more, my last one is eating ice when you finish your water. You know, just switching around like after like a Chick-fil-A or someone
mm-hmm.
with pretty good ice.
Especially, yeah, the Chick-fil-A ice, that's
exactly.
the best type of ice.
And that's not really like cool, but
it's
like definitely stink. Keeps you cool. Though.
I mean, it could go
it is
kind of
cool. When you see someone without the lid on their cup, they're
you're
just
like
on the ice.
A Chick-fil-A
cool.
cup in
kinda
school,
cool.
you're like, damn,
hey,
that guy's pretty cool.
What you got to drink? Oh, it's just ice?
Hey, we got ice. I mean, I also had some Chick-fil-A before this. Like, can't beat that.
That was good stuff. I like
yeah.
that segment. We'll bring some more interesting topics.
You can take it
time.
A lot of different ways. It should be good.
Yep.
All right, well, that'll wrap us up for today.
Great episode, guys. Good
make sure to go follow us on Instagram at Bush League Podcast and vote on the pictures to see who won each little segment. Got some cool little edits we do up there.
Yeah, we edit.
Uh-huh. Big edit, guys.
Shout out Atlanta Sneaks.
Yeah, one reminder, Atlanta Sneaks, our official sponsor. Shout out Tyler. That'll wrap us up for today. Make sure you stream us. Leave us ratings on iTunes.
Download, please.
Mm-hmm. Give us a play. Tell your friends about us. All right, that'll do it for you guys.
We out.
Thanks.